The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off this go-round with some of the music festivals going on around the state of North Carolina. May 19th and 20th, Artsplosure. Of course, this is Raleigh. The Artsplosure Street Festival draws large crowds for performances by one or two national acts, plus several local and regional bands alongside visual art displays and kids' arts activities downtown. Admission is free. The festival's site is Fayetteville Street. May 19th, it's the Durham Blues and Brews Festival. In addition to bands, the festival features about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours. That's meant to eliminate long lines. Local food trucks are on hand as well, and the whole thing is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center, which works with families to prevent child abuse and neglect. This is an adults-only event at Durham Central Park, May 19th. Also on the 19th, the Atlantic Beach Music Festival. This free festival on the boardwalk at the Circle in Atlantic Beach presents a day of beach music. This festival is in its fifth year. Festival site, the Atlantic Beach Boardwalk. Also on the 19th, the Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. The local Chamber of Commerce promises a fun day filled with live music, a classic car cruise-in, food trucks from the region, a craft and vendor market, and cornhole games. Proceeds benefit the Carolina Foothills Chamber of Commerce. The festival site is Harmon Field. May 18 and 19, the Beaufort Music Festival. The festival presents performances Friday evening and Saturday on the Beaufort waterfront. The festival also presents food trucks, a beer garden, kids' activities, and more. And, of course, the festival site is the Beaufort waterfront. May 19 and 20, the Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro. This event is celebrating its 32nd year, and the festival expands with a second free day of music and moves to a new home in downtown Greensboro. Vendors on Davie Street outside of the park will include regional food trucks and craftspeople of all sorts. The Piedmont Blues Preservation Society production is the longest-running blues festival in the southeast. Festival site, Labauer Park. May 20th, it's the Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. In addition to live music, Mike Deanna's Grill Room will be serving their outdoor cookout menu and selling beer, wine, and cocktails during the jam. Like October's Mustang Rock and Roast, the festival is a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund. And, of course, the festival site, Mike Deanna's Grill Room. March 24 through the 26th, Little John's Mountain Music Festival. This is in Snow Camp. The family-oriented bluegrass show on Memorial Day weekend offers top names in bluegrass, plus several vendors, and their full-service campground has a fishing pond and hot showers. The festival's in its 40th year. Festival site, Cane Creek Campground and RV Park. May 25 and 26, Willow Oak Park Beach Music Festival. This is in Roxborough. The festival site, Willow Oak Park. May 25th through the 27th, Old Time Fiddlers and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Union Grove, and the festival site is Fiddlers Grove Campground. May 25th through the 27th, Mountain Sports Festival in Asheville. This free event is in its 18th year. The festival site is Carrier Park. Also May 25th through the 27th, White Squirrel Festival in Brevard, the downtown street festival celebrating albino squirrels in the area, includes a slate of musical acts, a parade, a soapbox derby competition, kids' activities, and a 5K and a 10K fun run. There will be craft and food vendors and nonprofit groups. The festival site is downtown Brevard. May 25th through the 28th, Gears and Guitars. This is in Winston-Salem. The festival is held in conjunction with the Winston-Salem Cycling Classic, which has been retooled from a six-day event to 4 days of country and rock acts. Music is each evening, except for the afternoon of Memorial Day, which is free. There will also be several food and drink vendors on hand, festival site, Bailey Park in Winston-Salem. And finally, Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, Sandburg Folk Fest. This is in Flat Rock. Connemara, the North Carolina home of poet Carl Sandburg, hosts a gathering of local musicians each Memorial Day, which is open to the public and is free. The festival's in its 32nd year. Festival site, of course, Carl Sandburg home, National Historic Site. All right, let's take a look at some of the free local music events around the Triangle. Weaver Street Markets, the Carrboro and Hillsboro locations, host jazz brunch every Sunday, 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location hosts its Sunday concert series on the green from 6 to 8. Then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8. And the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. At the Carolina Inn, it's Fridays on the Front Porch, held each week through October 13th from 5 to 8. Relax on the shady front porch, listening to live music, sipping on refreshing beverages, and enjoying delicious food truck fare. No cover charge or reservations required. Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro. This takes place on Fridays, 6:30 to 8:30, at Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Bring a chair or blanket. Food and drink will be sold at the event. No outside alcohol. The music series, which highlights blues and roots music, celebrates the life and legacy of Piedmont blues legend Elizabeth Cotton, who was born in Pittsburgh in 1893. The Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill. The concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. The show in the village takes place the first Friday of the month, May through October, at 6. The two shows at the gazebo are on Saturdays at 6:30. Bynum Front Porch Music Series, weekly concert in Pittsburgh that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9, through August 31st. It's free to attend. However, donations of $5 to $10 are encouraged. The donations pay the band and also help to pay the rent and utilities for Bynum Front Porch. They also help fund scholarships for Chatham County High School grads. Live music series at Pittsburgh's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. Music on the Main at Streets of South Point, free music series, Saturdays from 6 to 9 through September 29th. It's family-friendly and takes place at Cinema Circle. Each week, weather permitting, September 29th, the series hosts local, state, and regional bands. Rock the Park Movie and Concert Series takes place June through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and once a month, there's a movie. The concerts and movies are free and open to the public. Food vendors will be on site. Continuing with free local music events, Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6 p.m. along South White Street in Wake Forest. Food trucks will be on hand and beer will be available for purchase from White Street Brewing. Coolers are not allowed. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Live in the district and acoustic nights in the district, both in Morrisville at Village Marketplace. The Live in the District series is held Thursdays through June 7th from 6 to 8. The acoustic nights in the district series is held Fridays and Saturdays, June 15th through October 20th, and the time there is 6 to 9. Music in the Park concert series, this is also in Morrisville. Concerts are held at Indian Creek Park on the third Thursday of the month through June. Free to the public, bring a chair, blanket, and picnic basket for a relaxing evening. Concerts begin at 6:30. And then Saturdays in Saxapahaw, concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The Farmers Market will be open from 5 to 8, and live music will take place from 6 to 8. The concert series is free. Taking a look at the Durham Central Park concert series for this coming summer, concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, held on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m., except for Sunday, June 17th, Project 919 Band. Otherwise, June 8th, Gabriel Garzon Montano, June 15th, Laura Reed, June 22nd, Aztec Sun, June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas, July 6th, Mamie's and the Pappies, and Gemini. July 13th, Joshua Gunn. July 20th, Devon Gilfillian. August 3rd, Al Strong and the Fresh Five. And on August 10th, Kashana Armstrong. Moogfest 2018 is right around the corner. The lineup for this year's Moogfest includes a member of the band Limp Bizkit, two shows from Mouse on Mars, and a 360-degree audio cube. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technology, is held May 17th through the 20th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. The North Carolina Heritage Awards, they're set for May 23rd. And it's at Fletcher Opera Theater in downtown Raleigh. This year's ceremony highlights transmission, the sharing of traditional art forms with future generations of artists. The Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize six outstanding North Carolina artists, and they are Asha Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor of South Indian dance, Glenn and Lula Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers, Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, a Western North Carolina fiddler, Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player, and finally Tony Williamson of Chatham County, a multi-genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass music. Again, the 2018 Heritage Awards Ceremony, set for Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center, May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. And another festival, this one featuring comedy. It's the Oak City Comedy Festival, and this is the first for Raleigh. It's scheduled for May 22nd. Through the 26th, with shows taking place at several venues, including Good Nights in downtown Raleigh, King's, Comedy Works, and Watts and Ward. More than 100 performers will do stand-up, improv, and sketch shows at the festival, created by Raleigh comedians Matt White, Sherry Diaz, and Vinny Valdivia. Three of the headline acts should be familiar to North Carolina comedy fans, Andy Woodhull and Mike Mello. Both call Goodnights their home club. And Jay Bliss won the 2017 North Carolina's Funniest Competition, held annually at Goodnights. Once again, the Oak City Comedy Festival, May 22nd through the 26th. Let's take a look at audio describe performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Sunday, May 20th, Blood Done Sign My Name. In this world premiere ensemble version, Mike Wiley brings to life the recollections of author Timothy Dyson surrounding the 1970 murder of Henry Dickey Morrow in Oxford and the events that followed. Morrow, who was black, was chased from a local store by three white men after reportedly making a crude remark to one of the men's wives. They brutally beat Morrow and then killed him with a bullet to the head in view of multiple witnesses. Despite the eyewitness reports, an all-white jury acquitted the men, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock on Sunday, May 20th, Blood Done Sign My Name is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. Also on Sunday, May 20th, Yo Vikings, Carry Youth Applause, the story of fifth grader Emma Katz, the fiercest Viking in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, and her quest for real adventure. Carry Arts Center at 3. As we've already mentioned, Wednesday, May 23rd, the North Carolina Heritage Awards, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. All right, also on the audio described list, Friday, May 25th, Crowns. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater. There is a hat for every occasion, from flirting to church-going to funerals to baptisms, and the tradition of hats is traced back to African rituals and slavery to the New Testament and current fashion. When Grandma Shaw introduces young Yolanda to a circle of hat queens, Yolanda learns that she's not as alone in the world as she had once felt. This gospel musical is a show that will stir your soul and inspire you to connect to your roots. This theater is on Hay Street in Fayetteville. Performance starts at 7:30. Sunday, June 17th, Don't Dress for Dinner. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Wednesday, June 27th, Oliver. With a multicultural cast, consider yourself part of the family as the Justice Theater Project presents this award-winning musical adaptation of Dickens' classic novel. Join young, orphaned Oliver Twist as he navigates London's underworld of theft and violence, searching for a home, a family, and most importantly, for love. Again, Justice Theater Project, Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. And the performance starts at 3. Finally, on the audio described list, Saturday, July 28th, Newsies. Stop the Presses, Disney's Newsies takes the stage. Adapted from the Disney film, New York City's newsboys seize the day when they strike against unfair working conditions. Experience the Tony Award-winning musical that's thrilled audiences on Broadway and across the country. This is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. All right, let's take a look in Durham. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, July 16th, the 4th Annual National Blind Idol Semifinal Competition. The singing competition is a yearly event celebrating musical talents of individuals who are visually impaired. Contestants from all over the country compete in the semifinals in hopes of moving on to the finals that are held in Winston-Salem. Tickets are $20. It's a Mardi Gras-themed reception from 4 to 6, and then the curtain goes up on the competition at 6. Also at Carolina Theater, Sunday, June 17th, Nick Swardson, Too Many Smells 2018 Tour. Tickets are $39.50. The show starts at 7:30. Wednesday, June 2nd, Michael Che, having been named one of Rolling Stone's 50 Funniest People, BuzzFeed's 50 Hottest Men in Comedy, and Variety's Top 10 Comics to Watch, Michael Che is quickly leaving his mark on the media landscape. Che's comedy uses humor to identify humanity in the most controversial actions. You may know him best as the co-anchor of Saturday Night Live's iconic Weekend Update, segment where he is also a co-head writer for the show. Tickets for Michael Che's show are $25 and $35. Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14, at Carolina Theater, Wondrous Women, presented by the American Dance Festival. Five talented female choreographers present an evening of glorious solo dance. Camille A. Brown, Aparna Ramaswamy, Michelle Dorrance, Rhapsody James, and Yabin Wang will each present ADF Commission solos. Tickets range from $29 to $50.50. The curtain goes up at 8 on Friday, at 7 on Saturday. Once again, Wondrous Women, part of the American Dance Festival, Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14. All right, moving on, let's take a look at what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number there is 919-821-3111. Through May 27th, it's Blood Done Sign My Name that I talked about earlier. Again, there's an advisory that this program is recommended for mature audiences. June 8th through the 24th, Raleigh Little Theater, Don't Dress for Dinner. July 20th through August 5th, Into the Woods. August 17th through September 2nd, Sister Act. When disco diva Dolores Van Cartier witnesses a murder, she's put in protective custody in the one place the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent. And I think most of us know the rest. Sunday, September 16th, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. This casual, family-friendly concert experience features the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra and an exciting neighborhood atmosphere. Performed outdoors at Raleigh Little Theater's Louise Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater, the concert starts at 3 o'clock. Okay, let's switch gears to concerts at North Hills. The Beach Music Concerts, held on Thursday, from 6 to 9 at the Commons at North Hills. May 17th, it's Liquid Pleasure. May 24th, Jim Quick and Coastline. May 31st, Catalina's. June 7th, Chairman of the Board. June 14th, Bantam Rooster. June 21st, Fantastic Shakers. And June 28th, Legacy Motown Review. Now, at North Hills Midtown Park, on Sunday, May 20th, it's Midtown Bluegrass Series, Little Smokies and Big Fat Gap. June 2nd, Kickin's It Country, Walker McGuire, Town, and Ray Fulcher. Sunday, June 10th, Sunday Fun Day, The Brevet and Dead Sea Sparrow. And Sunday, September 16th, Midtown Bluegrass Series, Lonely Heartstring Band and Circus Number 9. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, Friday, May 18th, it's Rob Lowe, Stories I Only Tell My Friends. Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, Paw Patrol Live. Tuesday, June 5th, An Evening with Anita Baker. Baker is an 8-time Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum R&B, soul, and urban adult contemporary singer, songwriter. And she's amidst her farewell concert tour. Renowned for her soaring alto vocal range, Baker rose to stardom in 1986 with Rapture, which won her 2 Grammy Awards. Wednesday, June 6th, it's Joe Biden and his American Promise Tour. The former vice president discusses the big political moments of his career, the life-altering choices he made, and the key traits that have helped him persevere through challenges. Saturday, June 9th, it's Get the Let Out. The Philadelphia-based group consists of 6 veteran musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin live like you've never heard it before. DPAC will again host events for the 2018 American Dance Festival, Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 70, Shenway Dance Arts, Thursday through Saturday, June 21st through the 23rd, Palobolas, Tuesday and Wednesday, June 26 and 27, it's the Paul Taylor Dance Company. And Tuesday, July 3rd, LEV, Sharon Eyal, and Guy Bahar. That's all at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The ticket center there, 919-680-2787. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.